things that people want to boo me for. So
you are allowed to say, "Who wants a mustache?" Right?
That'd be funny. But then I walk around with a shirt. I'm wearing it right now. It says mustache and muscles.
Mustache and muscles.
And it's gotten, and it's sleeveless, so it shows my arms. So it's just funny because I forget that I'll wear the shirt when I'm not doing a wrestling thing. Like I'll go to Costco and I'll be wearing the shirt and everyone's looking at me and I'm like, "What's up?" And then I realize my shirt says mustache and muscle and I have this big ridiculous mustache. And
oh yeah,
I think it's funny.
Yeah, I think it is. And November is coming too, so
yeah, let's raise some money for prostate cancer.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay, we're going to take a little break to play some music people is listening, asking for. Y bueno, hay que mandar saludos a toda la gente que nos está escuchando. Estamos aquí con Joe King, que nos está platicando lo que es ser un referee de lucha libre profesional. Y ha estado de gira, fue a Edmonton, Calgary, iba a los Estados Unidos. Y pues es todo un ejemplo a seguir. This guy, siguiendo su sueño de la infancia, que siempre quiso ser, le gustaba la lucha libre, y dijo, bueno, pues a sus 40 decidió alcanzar, perseguir el sueño hasta el final, y se volvió un referee profesional de lucha libre. Y pues puso a hacer ejercicio, se puso mamey, cambió su vida, y pues lo tenemos aquí en la casa. Estamos muy contentos de estar con él. Esto es Vancouver Hispano. Regresamos con más. Un saludo para Alex López, para Tizotron, para el Quique Puncarras. Esto es Vancouver Hispano. Claro que sí, Manuel Ramírez, vamos a tocar esa canción que nos estás pidiendo de la Casquivana. Regresamos, esto es Vancouver Hispano.
Pretendo olvidarte, mis amigos y esta canción. semillas. Ese marranete se atora en el retrete. Cada que lo veo es una foto diferente. Se mira en el espejo, se pone consternado. Se quita la playera, es un tamal mal amarrado. Cerdo, no me llames cerdo. No le piace la pasta, se mete tallarines. Debajo de su almohada encontrará los tinlarines. Pasean los pasillos de los supermercados, comiendo bocadillos que le ofrecen los empleados. Antes de viajar, por cada cachete, el chofer del autobús le cobra como frente. Le quita el megafón a todos los bolillos, para después guardarle comerlo de sus bolsillos. Cerdo, no me llames cerdo. Pasaba alegre y dos cintura bachoco a causa de las memelas, de los ricos pambazos. Este cerdo bofarrón tiene dos potentes brazos. Al loco se lo echó con todos sus huesitos, por la fuerza que le da 1,5 millones de gansitos. Sin embargo era feliz, feliz y muy tranquilo, porque se sigue comiendo bocadillos de 1,5 kilos. Le gustan submarinos, le gustan chocorroles, hace agujeritos para matar a los frijoles. Materia de Big Mac, materia de matocino, le llega a su presentación de ricolino. Cerdo, no me llames cerdo. Encontré tu oreja en un sobre con una nota que decía dime un secreto, y cuando te lo dije me tiraste un cross derecho. Caí medio mareado, asombrado por los hechos. Saqué la pistola pa' dártela en las bolas, pero escapaste por los techos gritando tu nombre. Puto el motherfucker que entre los buenos se esconde.
No se le nota que es un motherfucker. Si te descuidas te ensarta su agua loca, loco. Se sabe que eres un pasado de riata. Un día de estos tú vas a estirar la pata.
Es el motherfucker.
Trouble, you come to the right place, baby. Play to push up, don't know what's
it's up in your face. Now créeme, a gritos pídelo, pídelo de frente, y date por servido lo que pide el cliente.
Es el motherfucker.
Nunca hablaste con él.
Es el motherfucker.
Si lo ves, no lo ves.
Es el motherfucker.
Está chingua tu mujer.
Estamos de regreso. Joe King está en la casa. Bueno, escuchamos algo del Perú Bravo. Eso fue Jericho con Hey Joe. Y Hey Joe, how are you? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good. I've been definitely enjoying this.
That's great. So we were trying to convince you. Probably gonna try later to. We have too much to talk about this as subject wrestling, and because people is asking if I some kids listen the show with an adult of course, and they want to know they, you know, if they want to be follow your steps, you know, your path, like your referee on that, and. Well, I want to invite you next Monday to come to the show. You think you can make it?
Right. Unfortunately, me and April O'Peel, we are going to be hosting Bingo Bash at Hail Mary's on Broadway and Fraser.
How long is Bingo Bash? What is that? That sounds like fun.
We've been doing Bingo Bash. So during the pandemic, Haley, the owner of Hail Mary's, and my partner, April O'Peel, she was talking about how they needed to come up with some sort of activity because you weren't allowed to dance, you weren't allowed to get up from the table or anything like that. So they came up with this idea to start doing bingo, right? So April's like, yeah, Joe and I, we can start doing Bingo Bash. And that's when we started doing Bingo Bash. Mm-hmm. And we started doing it four times a month. And now we're doing it once a month right now. Just because summer's out and the pandemic's kind of over and everyone's off to the beach and doing everything. But once a month, we go to Hail Mary's and do Bingo Bash, and that just happens to be next Monday. So can't do it then. But yeah, it's a lot of fun.
On Broadway, that it's East Van?
Yeah, in East Van, yeah. Just like Fraser and Broadway.
So it's the same idea, like the bingo, the numbers, and then you fill out.
Yeah, we have a cage, and we play different rounds, and we have ridiculous jokes, and we give stupid prizes away. And
so, yeah, I wanted to ask about the prizes. It's not one of those you're going to get rich or nothing. It's like fun. What is the prizes about?
So we go around, and we go to all these different thrift stores, and we try and find these things. They're called bolos, right? And, we find these little cool knickknacks and little porcelain things, and we even give away like a signed David Hasselhoff picture. I'm the one that signs it. It's not actually David Hasselhoff, full disclosure. And we just have a lot of fun, and it's ridiculous, and we have regulars that come out every time, and I think we've sold out for the last 2 years. It always sells out. I think I have 2 tables available left, last I checked. Might already be even sold out, but yeah, definitely go down and check out Bingo Bash.
I remember some of my friends told me or recommend me that, and I don't know if it's the same place, but you can wear like a costume there.
Yeah, we do these.
Oh, I think it's the same place. It's like,
yeah, we have these.
Like you can dress up, dress to impress.
Yeah, we're doing a medieval times next Monday.
Oh, it's like a,
right? And yeah, so then we have the costume contest. So whoever wins, you do this walk-off. Last time it was Barbie, and then the one before that it was a dad, so you dressed up like a dad. Okay. And it's always
okay,
themed.
So wait, if you're not lucky enough to win in the bingo,
yeah,
if you have that good,
you could also win.
You can be a winner.
Yeah, just as we're in the costume. And like, April's really nice, and she sits there and she gets these little prizes, and she goes out and she gives everyone at the table a little something. So everyone goes home with something. It's really nice and sweet, but yeah, you can win multiple ways. And
so, long story, you cannot come next Monday.
I can't come next Monday. Not next Monday.
Well, let's try next Monday. Let's invite people to go there to the bingo bash.
Yeah, I would love to come down and play with us. It's fun.
Yeah, well, repeat the address, please, and your where people can find you. We have like 2 minutes to leave. Mm-hmm. I want to say thank you again, Joe King, for being in the house and for keep the order and the peace in the ring, and to everyone who's listening.
200 pounds of mustache and muscle. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Yeah, you can check us out at Bingo Bash YVR on Instagram. There you can have ticket links to purchase tables. And then, or you can also, if you're on Instagram, come down to Joe King Referee. You can see my account there, or even on Twitter at Joe King Referee. TikTok, all of those fine ones. I put on a little something different on all of my different socials. But yeah, definitely come down, check me out, Joe King Referee. Even if you want a little bit inspired or just kind of watch what I do to kind of prepare myself to get ready for those ring, to get into the ring and to do the things that I do. So it's a lot of time. It's a lot of fun.
The people can reach you there, contact you through the social media. You are doing that kind of private events. If someone wants to hire you for a party, to
yep.
You feel like a fired in a.
Yeah, we do private events. Get a hold of me. Yeah, you can even like email me at joekingreferee@gmail.com and, you know, let me know what your request is and tell me what you're looking for, and we can definitely try and figure something out for you. So
yeah, he has the training, the muscle, the mustache.
You should see a picture right now. I'm flexing.
Check it out on social media, Joe King. And sorry, I don't have my glasses. Oh, because I see we still have more minutes.
We have cinco minutos.
5 minutos. Bueno, estoy aquí con Joaquín y está diciendo que la próxima semana va a haber un bingo batch, que usted puede ir disfrazado. Hay premios, muchos premios diferentes, muy cómicos. Y esto es en Broadway.
Fraser.
Fraser?
Yeah, Broadway and Fraser.
Broadway and Fraser.
Yeah, Hail Marys.
Hail Marys. Para que lo cheque. Y bueno, este es el 90.1 FM CJSF. Joaquín, I want to ask you something. For those people who want to follow, you know, your steps, you make this possible, make it happen, because you never give up, you never stop that fight to chasing, follow your dream. So you think, I want to say something to that people to motivate it.
Mm-hmm.
To want to, you know, they don't stop chasing your dream, don't matter how.
Yeah, here's the thing, right? It's like, the time's going to happen. It's going to pass anyways, right? If you go, well, I don't have the time, or, you know, it'll take me 3 years to get that, or whatever it is, right? That time is going to happen anyways, right? So you may as well start now and do something today to get yourself better for tomorrow, right? You never know. Like, my path, it's still going, you know. I don't know where the end is, but I just know that where I am today, and I know where I'm going tomorrow, right? So it's all about is just being better today and, you know,
trying to be better than yesterday.
Yeah, just 1%. You know,
step by step, it's not easy.
Yeah, and it's just do it. Just do it, you know, like do 10 push-ups a day, do 5 push-ups a day, do 2 push-ups a day, right? The thing is about being better than you are tomorrow than you are today, right? And if it takes 1 push-up, 2 push-ups, 5 burpees, 10 burpees, whatever it is, just do those things. Invest those little tiny things for yourself, because it adds up. You know, it's kind of like bad habits where you kind of go, how did I get to this position, right? With me, I go, well, I'm eating bags of chips every day, right? I'm ordering pizza, right? So it's just like, okay, well, I'm not going to order a pizza. You know, I'm only going to order a pizza once a week now instead of twice a week, right? It was a small change. Instead of eating a bag of chips, I stopped eating that bag of chips. It was one small change. But it was the one thing that I did, and they all add up.
Bag of chips, I thought I heard some things.
Potato chips.
Well, yeah, it's like kind of, you know, trying to improve, to do me yourself. And that is very, very nice. I really feel like this is great. And you keep, if you're not working, you still have to keep training and keep ready for being a referee, to be ready. So it's like a non-stop. It's like a kind of hobby, passion, who turn out have like a faith. So
yeah, definitely, you know, it's something that I absolutely love doing, and now I'm getting paid to do it, and you know, the sky's the limit, and you know, every day I can get a little bit better, and you know, it's all about me getting my 10,000 hours in, because I want to be the best referee that I can be. So it's just I train as much as I can, and I take as many, you know, I referee as many things as I can referee, and I just be the best that I can be today.
That's the goal, trying to be better than yesterday. Y pues bueno, ya nos vamos a ir mucho a checar los mails. Esto es Vancouver Hispano 90.1 FM. Thanks, your king, for being the house. And pues ya nos vamos ahora sí. Saludos a toda la gente que nos está escuchando en México, en Costa Rica. Y esto fue Vancouver Hispano. Nos vamos a animar con Señorita.